necessary here on Earth?
I really don't know. You're asking the wrong question. You have to remember that Sirius and Earth are two totally different planets. Their suns are two totally different suns. The local setups were two totally different setups. So it's really hard to say.
Let me ask you a question. How much importance will the Great Pyramid in Egypt have to do with the transition, as we saw with the transition in Sirius?
Because it was a copy, I don't see that it will have that much of an influence. It was not inhabited.
Okay, well, we know it had a few different purposes. Would one of the possible purposes be towards the transitional phase that we're looking at in the future?
It's really hard to say. There is that possibility, yes.
So we're researching possibly.
Possibly. But I'm now the theologist. I suppose I am a little bit, yeah.
Let's just stick it around.
Okay, I'm kicking.
How about Mount Shasta or something else other than the Great Pyramid being more of an influence on this planet and our dimensional shift, since Sirius and Earth are so different? Could it possibly be a Mayan or South American or a natural formation?
A natural formation would have a much stronger influence on your planet, certainly. Because if you take somewhere like Mount Shasta, it certainly does have crystals in it. It certainly does have certain interesting properties. However, it is very unstable. Take certain Mayan structures such as Tenochtitlan. Is that correct?
Yeah, close enough for me.
Close enough for me too. Sorry? I don't know. And it's down near the capital of Anyway, I mean, certainly that there again does have very psychic influences. However, it's had very negative influences as well. So I don't see that that would work. What you need somewhere that is stable and pure, that has the ability to hold life forms within it.
How about a area or a pyramid that has not been discovered by archaeologists yet? Something that's still out there that we haven't seen.
There are those possibilities. I can't help you say where, when, how, why, because half the answers I don't know. However, there is a very large pyramid quite close to you.
Can you tell us where?
Russ? David?
Could it be a pyramid that's not really a formation of the Earth, but a pyramid that's, if you look at it from the sky, it's like, because I guess Humboldt and Mendocino counties and some Shasta County or something. It's like supposed to be the prime soil area.
That's a possibility there. However, there is a pyramid very close to you guys. Not this one, but close. Do you use it as a navigational beacon when you astral travel? You know what I'm talking about? Over there. Over there. If you go outside. No, next one over. What's the name of it?
Pyramid Mountain.
Pyramid Peak.
Pyramid Peak, excuse me.
So it could be a natural formation. That is quite stable. It's got crystals in it. However, I don't think it could hold spiritually life forms. It could do. I don't know. If it's got caves in it, certainly it could hold them. But there's many things that you have to remember about pyramids and stuff. And your planet doesn't have the same religious setup as we had on Sirius, or do still do have on Sirius. I mean, you're talking about a religious setup that is about 100,000 years old. It works very well.
Well, that's true. I'm just wondering, is it necessary to have such a structure to survive the transition?
You have to remember why the pyramid on Sirius was built.
Right.
Which was?
To honor the souls of those who passed away during
the
destruction of Tonar the Corrupt.
Correct. Or rather, actually, his daughters. Mm-hmm. So that is why. Now, Tia got nudged. I'm getting nudged by the next person.
Oh, okay.
We have to continue this at some other time.
All right, thanks.
I'll see you guys later.
Yeah, see ya.
Yeah. And it's Amal's not here to say it. I'll say it. Live long, prosper, and I'll be back. Wouldn't be quite the same without somebody saying that. Right. Okay, they're linking minds, so there'll be a few seconds. Any quick questions?
What happened to so long it takes to all the fish? How did dolphins do it again?
They just disappeared, left by their own means.
Yeah, but how did they save the earth?
They didn't. They never said.
Okay.
You sure?
I'll read you the book.
Yeah. Okay, they're ready.
I'll report for you next week.
Yes, and I want it in writing, triplicate sent in, sent back, queried, lost, found. Lost again, finally buried in soft peat for 6 months and then recycled as fire lighters. Hello.
Hello, love.
How's it going? Johnny, how's it going?
Oh, okay. Who am I talking about here?
Kara.
Oh, well, yeah, go ahead. Guys, jump around. If I don't know, I'll ask.
Okay, that is always very
advice. How are you doing tonight, Kara?
I'm doing excellent. However, I was kept awake earlier on. Last night.
Oh, earthquakes on Hades there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Psychic earthquakes. David, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
But not as well as you would like. Enough to fight the way.
I get the water.
So you have a problem right here with your leg.
Cold water, right?
Yes. Here. And a clean towel.
Now to suck energy, if I remember correctly.
Gonna what?
How to suck energy out of crystals.
Well, I never felt like I had to suck them out.
But you're gonna have to decide.
I always felt like they were just coming out.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna force you to suck lots of energy.
Now, I'm going to talk as I go so that Russ can learn. Now, why did I remove the watch?
Because it moved to his end spot.
That's right. There we go. We've got contact. Okay, now relax. Hold the crystal with both hands like this. Close your eyes. Oh, that is badly swollen. You got any ice cubes?
Jenny?
I'll check it out.
Well, I was wondering if you knew. haven't been in the
freezer
in a while.
I think so.
Now, what I'm doing is I'm heating the air in. Can you feel the heat being created? Okay. Now, it will make the leg bend easier. Okay, we need to get the swelling down first. So what we'll do is we'll get some ice on it. Okay, now, suck the energy out of the crystal. Can you bring your leg forward a little bit more? Okay. We're going to start pulling energy from the underside and the top side here instead of from the side. Russ, could you bring over the laser scalpel?
Yeah.
And how can you do this? And you would hit on the leg?
They could have hit me on a bird. It was only like 50 miles an hour.
Now, how does that feel so far? Russ,
I've got a job for you.
Yep.
You can hold that right there. You have to charge energy. And what Russ is doing is he's concentrating on a focal point. And what's actually happening is you pull the energy from the crystals being pulled up through your leg. I'm directing the energy. How's that feel?
A little bit more movement? Okay, we've got some exercises that will help. As you are a skier, snowboarder, skier, they're the same. I don't ski very much. Or snowboard very much. Okay, you will need 1 pound, and I'll show you what to do. Roll it up. Then this is taught even on your fifth dimension. Put it underneath the knee, right? And this will help to strengthen the knee. And you lift it up, count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Bring it back down.
I can't straighten my leg yet on the way to the lock.
No, you don't straighten it to the lock. Bring it up, stretch your toe forward, count to 10, and bring it down. Okay? Do that 10 times and then rest. Rest for about 2 minutes and then do it another 10 times. What you're doing is bringing it up, stretching your toe. What you're actually doing is stretching the muscles here and here. Now, if it hurts, don't force it. Okay, there's another one that you can do, is you lie back all the way, flatten the ground, and I'm not going to go all the way, bring it up and hold it. And of course, toes are pushed forward, then bring it back, count to 10, up, forward, count to 10, and down. What you're doing then is you're strengthening the upper part of this part of the leg here and the lower part of the knee here. Okay? Any questions? David?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, don't forget the ice. Promise me you'll put ice on it when you get home. It will help.
Well, someone told me that I should actually put heating pads on it because the swelling has gone down a whole hell of a lot. It's still a little swollen.
Now, you want to take the swelling out first of all. What the heat pads will do, right, is it will stimulate the blood flow.
Which now, makes it feel better.
No, make
not necessarily.
Increase and your inflammation increase.
That's right.
You need ice. In fact,
you see what happens when you have an area.
Promise to give these back to me. I've got therapeutic ice packs that are
Okay. Now, what happens when you use cold is that the blood contracts, right? And that area needs to be heated, so the blood rushes down to it, and it's been contracted. Which speeds up the blood flow through that area. So in turn, what it does is it speeds up the healing process because there's been oxygen brought in the blood system to that area. Now what you can also do is elevate it. Sit on a chair with it up high, like this. And that, in turn, with the ice, you have the blood flowing down the leg, and it's pumped up the leg hard, so it has to wear it to get up there. When it comes back down, it flows quicker, which means that the oxygen is being put into the muscle of the leg because it has to pump uphill. When it comes rushing down, you're getting the circulation of the blood going faster. In fact, if somebody was monitoring your heartbeat would go from a steady, what's it, about 80 a minute? Probably about 81 or 82 a minute. It would increase by one heartbeat per minute.
Any more questions, gentlemen?
No, not right offhand.
Okay, I'm going to go because we have a guest speaker.
Yeah.
Well, what we're going to do, because English isn't her first language.
On the freezing.
Is Kiri is going to be her voice, and she will ask questions through her, and you can ask questions, and Kiri will translate for her and then translate back. Okay? And also, she's been shy about sitting in the channeling chair. Where do you start?
Mm-hmm.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
What is it like to live in a different cold climate?
Well, shovel a lot of snow, clean off the windshield of our cars.
Explain cars.
Personal mode of transportation.
She understands. What we're doing, Johnny, is I'm acting as the voice for a very shy person who wants to ask a whole load of questions and also answer a whole load of questions.
Okay.
Yes, and she doesn't speak much in the way of English.
Right.
So instead of...
Does she have a name?
Well, everybody calls her Gonzo.
Gonzo?
Yes, Gonzo. It's an abbreviation.
Is that in reference to her nose?
Because she does have a little bit of a nose. But it is, in actual fact, a shortening of her name.
Which is?
Gorozku.
Okay. Well, any questions you got for me, ask away.
She wants to know, what is it like in a high desert?
What constitutes a high desert is the lack of rainfall, basically. And high deserts range from your vegetarian vegetable matter that grows on the earth is your biggest basic difference. And there's different parameters. I mean, you can have a high desert with large trees or large cactus, or you can have, there's a lot of high desert with virtually no trees and cactus. And very limited vegetation.
What is cactus?
Cactus is a plant that grows very good in desert areas, and it's very unique. The saguaro cactus of Arizona, they're the trees of the desert, and there's many different varieties of cactus. And succulents and other usually very hardy species. Cactus are hardy species. They grow best under harsh conditions.
Describe the appearance of a cactus.
It would be cylindrical and spiny. They vary dramatically. There's different varieties and different species.
Describe the one that you mentioned.
Thorny. And they're hardy.
The saguaros grow about 15 feet tall sometimes, but average around 10.
Oh, yeah, but they grow a lot bigger than that.
Oh, sure.
You don't mess with them.
And they basically have a single stalk about maybe a foot and a half across, goes up 15 feet with a couple of arms that break off from it that go,
A unique feature of this saguaro cactus. For it to grow an arm, it needs 24 hours of continuous precipitation. And usually that comes in snow. where it'll snow on the cactus, and the moisture, inevitably the next day, usually the snow will melt because of the ground temperature rising. But with this unique property and getting 24 hours of continuous moisture allows it for an arm to grow. They're a slow-growing, hardy species, spiny. There's many with some medicinal qualities.
What color are they?
Green, as a general rule. Most usually green.
Some flower, like the sakura flower.
What color flowers?
Flower.
Yellow.
Okay. Questions? Do you have any for Gonzo?
Any cactus?
Questions.
No, not right no. offhand.
No.
Do you have cactus on Hades?
We don't have them on Hades Base, and Gonzo is saying that there are semi-succulent plants, but none that match that description.
Succulents and cactus do have some similarities. Could you put in a greenhouse and grow cactus on Hades Base? Are you capable of doing that?
On Hades Base, yes, yeah, but Gonzo's from Sirius. She's visiting.
Okay, would it be possible to grow cactus on Sirius?
No, because it's not a native plant.
Could you introduce it any kind of way?
It is forbidden.
Right? Okay, that's
good.
On Sirius.
Gonzo says she hikes.
Sure.
She likes to eat flowers, which have a narcotic effect, but are non-addictive.
Just put in the $5. Then after you hit total, go back.
She likes to ski. She's not very good at it because it is far for her to travel to ski. It is about 8 hours for her to get to where she can ski.
But after
she likes to drink and read.
Hit total on the 88 deposit yet?
They have the same, I don't know.
What do we do for fun?
No, not really. What types of things? Are there any things up there for fun that are like totally impossible to do on Earth? Or is it the things on Earth that's totally impossible to do?
Gonzo says she likes to free fly. Which is, she straps on a pair of wings and feathers on her feet, and she can fly like a bird. I believe that is impossible on your planet due to the fact that the gravity is too high. As opposed to things that you have on your planet, Gonzo says she would like to drive one of your combustible propelled vehicles in a competing fashion.
Drag racing?
Something like that, yes. I think I know what drag racing
in
is.
Your deposit.
Don't put a kilo. Describe her physically. All her physical
features. Okay. Head to toe. Well, she's about 6'1". She has brownish hair. She has a hook nose. But not too big. She has greeny eyes.
Green eyes?
Greenish.
Greenish eyes.
Yes.
Any white pupils to them?
Yes.
Does she have eyelids?
Yes.
And as far as getting back to her hair, her brunette hair, what length is it? What
shoulder length.
Does she wear it?
Shoulder length. Now but at the moment, it's tied in a ponytail, I think you'd call it. Pull back.
Now push it 61.
She has big old. 1-inch thick strands of hair.
No.
Like
put it this way. If she walked down your street, the only thing that would strike her as different is the fact that she is tall.
No, they're total. Oh, they look like humans.
Yeah, I look. I'm very humanoid, and I come from Sirius. In fact, I'm a little bit short for a Sirian.
Okay.
Arms, leg?
Yes.
And how about the reproductive system? Is it similar to the humanoids in the third dimension Earth?
Very compatible. Very compatible. Apart from, we tend to be a little bit more fluid in the vaginal line, vaginal fluids.
And would Syrian be considered mammals? How we consider humans mammals on our planet?
We're very. If you were to do an autopsy on a Syrian, the only thing that would be different would be a lighter bone structure, the appendix work, and I believe the heart is angled slightly differently. Blood pressure is higher, of course, because we're bigger, we're taller as a rule.
Oh, what is the average man?
Average height for an average man runs at about 6'1 to 6'3. So 6'2 would be about the average.
Women,
again, about 6'1 to 6'3. Height,
there's not a big height.
As I said, I'm 5'11, no, I'm 6 feet, and I'm short. However, there are people taller that go as far as 6'6. There are some people that are 6'8, 6'9. The tallest person on our planet was 8'3".
Do you guys play basketball?
What's basketball? We both want to know. Gonzo and myself would like to know.
Well, it's a sport that we do for pastime. Some of us participated in it directly.
And we have a image up here on the computer of a male Negro, about 6'1", with big thick glasses strapped to the side of his head. And he's also, another picture has been popped up of him wearing a pilot suit, carrying a basketball. Is that correct? Basketball?
6'1", man.
Crane's taller than
6'9". 6'9"?
you're not.
Well, it's hard to look. It's hard to say looking at a hologram. But he's wearing a blue flight suit in one picture. And the other one, he has Lakers?
Mm-hmm. Lakers.
Why is he a pilot? Is he a pilot professionally and plays part-time?
No, it's a movie.
Oh, it's a movie? Tears giggling.
Yeah, it's a fictional.
Ah.
A fictional production that we do for entertainment. It's one of the forms of entertainment.
Oh, yes, we are aware of the movies.
Watching these black people bounce balls.
So
now you refer to him as a Negro. So do you have different species?
Yes, we do. We have different colors.
Is green one of them?
No.
do you have what we would consider a Caucasian?
Yes, I am white. And there are people that are of very dark skin, almost black. Ebony in color would be a better description. We have people that have a yellowy tinge to their skin and a red tinge to their skin.
Covers us too.
But we don't have any people of short stature on our planet. Short stature.
No midgets?
No short people.
Not even like 5'5"?
No. Only children.
On Earth, the ratio of land to water is approximately 1/3 land mass, 2/3 water.
Mm-hmm.
How does that compare to Sirius?
I should say it's actually more on Sirius, about 50-50. But we do have lakes. We have a lot more drinking water available to us. Instead of 1% of our water, it's actually 4% of our water is drinkable.
Is there life forms that live in these bodies of water?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Dolphins, orcas, pinnipeds. We have all vast different varieties of fish. We have a fish very similar to your salmon. Apart from it doesn't die at the end of its life cycle. It will keep going and keep going and keep going and keep going. And my father, when I was a little girl, and Gonzo is telling me that I'm hogging all the time, caught one that was huge. It was about that big and about that fat. And it took him about 10 and a half hours to catch. And he had a very thin line that was test weighted to, I think it was 5 chi, which is a measurement of weight.
Is it serious third dimensional planet?
No, not anymore. We're six dimensional.
Okay. Well, I mean, I
oh, sorry, you didn't. Yes. I didn't mean to sound
upset.
I'm
curious, but would you consider yourselves more evolved than the human planet?
Spiritually and psychically, yes. Physically, no. We could... What's crime? I know what crime is. Gonzo is saying, what is crime?
Crime is actually an idea.
Doing something that is not acceptable by people's standards. But we do not have...
Immoral.
What is immoral?
Moral is... when you don't... It's something other than, you know, what is...
correct, by the people. That's
just the right way to do things, the right way to live and treat each other. Mm-hmm.
The concept of taking a life is unknown to us. It is not unheard of. It happens. Most of the time, it is accidental. Those that have committed murder, and I believe there is a grand total of maybe five on the planet that did it intentionally, are kept separate and incarcerated and helped. Rape is unheard of. Assault is unheard of. Fighting is heard of, and it is normally between very select individuals that are the equivalent to your army. And it is encouraged between them. But they are encouraged very strongly not to hurt people that do not participate in their lifestyle.
Sure.
Yes?
Has Gonzo acclimated herself to her new position yet?
She's blushing and saying no. She's got her hands in her face going, no!
There she's here.
Not very well.
Well, good. Neither do I. So.
Mark is taking her up the slopes tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I'm coming along too, taking the day off.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll be coming up tonight. So come on over and say hi.
Okay.
Does she like her old grey tea?
She's still learning about tea. Okay, now, any more questions for Gonzo? I hogged all her time.
Is she excited about the marriage coming up?
Very.
Seen her wedding dress yet?
Not yet. She's going to be trying that on tomorrow morning.
Ooh, good.
Mm-hmm.
What I've heard about it is something to see.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a population of Syrians on Earth right now?
Yes.
Are they in the third dimension?
Yes.
Are they any kind of threat to the human race?
Yes. And no. Russ, are there any Syrians in your room? Ancestors of Syrians.
Yeah, all of
them. Mm-hmm. You're all a threat to each other, unfortunately. So yes, they are a threat, and no, they are not a threat. Very convoluted. But I've got to apologize. I'm hogging all the time for Gonzo.
Yeah, that's all right. Will she be able to come by every once in a while for our channeling sessions?
It is unlikely. It's unlikely.
What is she going to be doing while she's up there?
She's
being a bride-to-be.
Well, she's going to be doing the tourist thing.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
What exactly is Russ's role with Gonzo?
A teacher.
On this pre-marital
teacher.
Right. I was talking to her about Earth the other day when she first got up there.
Yes, they teach each other.
So she's curious. Is Gonzo curious?
Very curious. Correct? Yes.
Because it's part of the family now, and she has to understand that part of the family. But
yes.
Explain to her, I'm kind of sorry for being so ghost-like and fading out there at the last.
She says, that is all right.
Will Russ and Gonzo have physical contact? Will Russ be able to solidify himself?
The only person that can answer that question, she is saying, is Russ.
That's right. But yes, it is very possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's how much effort I can get to it.
And Russ will be visiting Gonzo on Hades Base while she's visiting Hades Base.
She says yes.
And then after her marriage, she's going to return to Sirius?
That is correct.
Can she visit Earth?
No. She's not permitted to.
Is she capable of doing it?
If she was to hop aboard one of our patrol ships, she could certainly come down to your planet, walk down the street. Nobody would raise an eyebrow apart from, as I said, her height. However, the reason why she won't come to your planet is the same reason as I'm not allowed to go, is because I do not understand money. I do not understand your customs. I do not understand your taboos. I do not understand your laws. I do not understand things you call common sense. For example, when you cross a street, you have to stop when there are vehicles. They don't stop for you. The few vehicles we have on Sirius, they stop for you. Even if it is a very busy area with maybe one every 30 seconds, they have to stop and let you cross.
The transportation you're referring to, is it used an internal combustion engine?
No.
Similar
no.
to us?
Mm-hmm. It's a gravimetric. Do you want me to explain how it works?
Sure.
Okay, gravimetrical. How many?
Three.
And Tyr is shouting no.
Can we talk about this some other time?